Hi there, buckaroos. Glad so many of you could make it today. This is your saddle pal, Ken Maynard, greeting you from the tack room at the Diamond Cave. First, let me get my facts straight on this little yarn I want to spin for you, and then we'll get started. But now, here's my ranch hand, Charlie.
Thank you, Ken. From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure, stories of circus life, fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails, stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. You know, I can hardly wait to hear Ken's adventurous story today, and it's a true one, too. I guess nobody ever outgrows enjoying the fabulous tales of the West, of cowboys and Indians, of circus adventures and hidden treasures. That's why I'm going to let you in on my secret. I bought a Diamond K record album of Ken Maynard stories. Yes, I did. Of course, I'll have to admit that they were supposed to be for my kids, but when the records arrived and the boys put the first one on the phonograph, I was right there listening. And I just couldn't leave until I heard both of the stories. You should have seen my son's face when Ken Maynard said,
"Hello, Dave. This is Ken Maynard with a story just for you."
Yes, sir. Ken said that right on the record. And you can bet that all the kids in our neighborhood, all 30 of them, have been in to listen. And, buckaroos, you'll get the same thrill when you have a Ken Maynard record album for your very own. Personalized, with your name spoken right on the record. It's a beautiful album with colored pictures of Ken and Tarzan on the front. And inside are two big 8-inch pure vinyl-lite absolutely unbreakable records with two complete Wild West stories. Now, because these records are made of the most expensive materials, you can play them over and over again and you can't wear them out. So don't wait another minute. Send your name and address and $1 to Records in care of this radio station. And your album will be mailed prepaid right from Hollywood. Now, here's Ken.
All right, now, we're all set to go. Years ago on the Colorado River was an army post called Fort Yuma. It was an important shipping point for the river steamers that used to haul cargo up from the Gulf of California from the ocean-going steamers. At the fort was a young fellow who was filling the important job of quartermaster. That meant he was in charge of all the consignments that came up on those river steamers for transshipment by wagon trains overland to the other army posts of the area. Yes, sir, this fellow had a mighty important job. Well, the temptation proved a mite too big for him, and young though he was, he got to selling some of the stuff privately on the side. I guess crookedness and temptation will always be with us. Anyway, this fellow was making himself a nice piece of change. But as it happened, the fellow got caught, as they always do, because it never pays to be dishonest. And even if you don't get caught, your conscience takes it out on you, which is often a lot worse. This quartermaster fellow was tried and busted and kicked out of the army. Now, he wasn't a bad hombre. Folks liked him. He just was a little bit too weak to put up much of a fight against temptation. The disgrace and all was a little bit too much for him to take, so he dropped out of sight. He went to live with the Indians, who always looked upon him as a friend and didn't see any reason to treat him differently. These Indians were the Yumas, a fine breed of humans as you'd want to meet. And those Indian gals were right pretty, too. So it wasn't long before this busted army officer married one of them and became an adopted member of the tribe, dropping his own handle for the name Yuma. Now, with his experience in handling goods, it was just natural that Yuma should take up the business of trading, and taking his bride along as an added protection, he had no difficulty moving around from one Indian tribe to another. He dealt mostly in rifles or ammunition, things every Indian buck wanted, and he was doing a right smart business, too. Moving around the way he did and having his wife as an interpreter, he picked up a lot of information not available to the white man. And while he was among the Apaches, he heard about a special catch of gold of the Aravaipa tribe. So it wasn't long before he was heading up their way with a load of rifles and ammunition. He took particular pains to get well acquainted with the members of the tribe, especially the chief. To him, in private, of course, he showed a wonderfully fine rifle and the most beautifully beaded belt of ammunition you ever did see. Well, naturally, the chief wanted that rifle and ammunition belt more than anything he'd ever seen. And Yuma said he'd give them to him if he'd show him the location of the tribe's hidden gold. The chief pondered on it a long time, and of course Yuma saw to it that the rifle and belt were pretty much in his view all the time. Finally, the temptation became too much for the chief. He was susceptible too, just like Yuma had been. The chief sort of explained it away to himself, saying Yuma was an Indian in good standing of a friendly tribe, and so was entitled to certain courtesies. So he promised Yuma he would show it to him the next day. Now, kids, sit back in your chairs there and relax a minute. I'll finish my story in just a minute, and don't miss the ending. It's a humdinger. But before I get back to the story, I just want to tell you K-shirt owners how mighty proud I am to have so many friends. Why, gosh darn, they tell me the postman can hardly carry all the letters that come in each day asking for a K-shirt like mine. I told you the story, didn't I? A fellow designed this K-shirt for me to wear while I'm practicing tricks with Tarzan to get ready to travel again with the circus. And how all the kids in the neighborhood wanted one like it. Well, the fellow says it still goes. If you want a real Western K-shirt like mine, made especially to fit you, of course, you can get one for just a $1 bill. The K-shirt's real pretty, too. A sandy color with my Diamond K brand right smack on the front in bright red. And Tarzan and I are looking right at you. So if you want to join the rest of the kids that have joined the Diamond K, just send me your name and address. Tell me what size you wear, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12, and enclose a $1 bill and send it to K-shirt in care of this station. Well, Buckaroo's bright and early the next morning, the chief was as good as his word. Though his conscience must have been bothering him a bit, because he made the other members of the tribe think that he and Yuma were going hunting. They did a heap of climbing, with Yuma making mental notes all the way, and finally they came to the crest of a range overlooking the San Pedro Valley. Then the country became really rough, and Yuma had a hard time keeping track of things. It was mighty important to him, too, that he remember. Finally, they came to a place where there was a little depression, like a dent in the earth made by a small meteor, such as you find quite often in the southwest. Here the chief stopped. "You mean this is it?" said Yuma. The chief nodded. So Yuma jumped down in the hole and began scooping up the ground. Underneath the loose dirt, a vein of almost pure gold came into the beautiful view. "You must go now," said the chief. But this didn't stop Yuma from scooping out a sample of the rose quartz. Then he covered up his diggings carefully so no one can tell he'd been there. "Don't let any member of the tribe catch you here," warned the chief. "If they do, it means certain death." After that, they actually did go hunting and bagged a nice buck to take back to camp. Yuma was itching to get away, but he remembered his manners and controlled himself. Fooling around for a few extra days, smiling to himself every time he saw the chief with the rifle and belt he'd given him. "Smartest trade I ever made," he thought. When he finally did get away, he hightailed for Tucson to have the ore assayed and to get himself a partner. From his description, the experts told him he had stumbled on what was known as a chimney, the kind of formation that neither landslide nor washout could ever hide. What's more, they told him, such diggings often paid off in millions, and they were easy to mine, too. Yuma was just about walking on air and had no trouble at all finding a partner to share the expense of the adventure and the danger. Working around the back way, Yuma and his partner reached the San Pedro Valley, traveling mostly by night. When they started up the face of the range, it got so steep they had to leave their horses, and packing only a pick and a shovel and a sack, they worked their way up to the side of the mine. They dug out about 40 pounds of ore, refilled their diggings, and went back to Tucson, where they found they had almost $1,500 in gold. Now, gold is something that's pretty hard to hide, excepting in a tooth. And have you ever noticed the way even a gold tooth gleams when a fellow opens his mouth? Well, it was just like that in Tucson, so Yuma decided to lie low for a while until the interest cooled off. He decided to take a little trading trip to pass the time away and to lead anybody off the scent who might take an interest in following him. But it was just Yuma's luck to pick Papagos as the tribe with whom to do a little business. This tribe had never been noted particularly for being warlike, and the white people got along with them just fine. But as usual, Yuma took his beautiful wife along. Now, I suppose you can't blame a man for wanting to be near his wife, especially if she's beautiful. But that was a fatal mistake. The Papagos, it seems, had always been mortal enemies of the Apaches, and when they found out that Yuma was an adopted member of the Apaches and saw his wife, their old hatred and suspicions flared up again. They thought Yuma and his wife had come to spy on them, and that the Apaches were planning a raid. Well, Buckaroos, no one ever saw Yuma and his wife again. As for Yuma's partner, he tried to find the mine again himself. They found him later, not far from his tethered horse on the mountainside, just above the San Pedro Valley, with a bullet hole in his head. And those who found him spoke of seeing an Indian on the mountain, carrying a fine rifle and wearing a very unusual beaded belt. It wasn't long after that that the peaceful Papagos swept down on the nearby Apaches and killed every last one, and with them the secret of the mine. The Buckaroos, it's still there, millions and millions of dollars in a golden chimney, waiting. Just waiting for some lucky person to come along and find.
Now, there's a real lost mine story for you. And you may take Ken's word for it, too, that it's true. Gee, what excitement. And say, you kids will find the same wonderful action-packed tales on the Diamond K record album to play any time you want. Stories that you really want to hear over and over again. And to play for all your friends. Just think what a thrill when you hear Ken's voice speaking right to you on the record and calling you by name. He'll say,
"Hello, Horace."
Or, "Hello, Helen." Or whatever your name is, Ken will say it right on the record. And remember, you can't buy these Ken Maynard records in any store. This is his own private Diamond K album of 78 RPM standard speed records that can only be ordered by writing to this station. So send your name and address and a dollar bill to Records in care of this radio station. Now, these records are made of pure vinylite, and that means they're absolutely unbreakable. And not only that, you can play them over and over again without wearing them out. Why, these records are made of the finest material that money can buy. And they have a picture of Ken and a picture of Tarzan right on them, and on the album, too. And on the back of the album is a very interesting story about Ken. So send today. Send your name and address, and be sure to include your name so Ken can say hello to you and slip a dollar bill in the envelope and send it to Records in care of this station. Your album will be mailed direct from Hollywood. Now, here's Ken to tell you about his next story.
Well, I guess that just about does it for today, Buckaroos. Hope you like the story. Tarzan and I have been out in that section looking for the golden chimney ourselves. No luck so far, but if we ever do find it, we'll be giving away our K-shirts instead of asking you to send in for them. Until next time, when I tell you the story of Tarzan's mate, this is Ken Maynard and Tarzan at the Diamond Case saying so long.
Buckaroos, maybe you noticed how enthusiastic Ken gets about the old Western characters he tells you about in these stories of his. Well, there's a reason. Ken's hunted himself for most of these buried treasures and lost mines, and has done so much research on the available facts that all of these old characters in the stories seem just like old saddle piles. You know, Buckaroos, Ken would be right tickled to hear from you when and if you feel like writing. You can drop him a line in care of this station, and they'll pass your letters along to him here at the Diamond K. And if you know of any writing horses, I know Tarzan will be glad to hear from them, too. By the way, Ken's been spinning yarns for you for some time now, but he'd sure be happy to have you tell him one. So, if you have a real true story of buried treasure or a lost mine, send it to Ken. And if Ken thinks it's good enough to tell, he'll give you credit for sending it in. He'll use your name right on the air on radio stations all over the country. That'll sure make your friends envious, won't it? Of course, in your letter, you'll have to give Ken permission to use the story, and be sure and tell him where you found or heard it. Most of Ken's stories are true ones, and who knows, if you and Ken get to matching facts, maybe it'll help one of you Buckaroos to find one of these missing mines or buried treasures. Anyway, we sure hope so. Don't you, Tarzan? You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, stories of adventure told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy, stunt rider, and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. We hope you're one of the regular visitors to Ken's tack room. The door is always open at the Diamond K Ranch every weekday. Invite your friends to come along for a trip into the adventures of the wild, wild West, and we bet Mom and Dad will enjoy these stories, too. Ken Maynard, you know, is a real riding, roping, shooting cowboy who's traveled all over the world looking for excitement and lost treasure, starring in circuses and rodeos as well as his own motion pictures. And he's chock full of stories. Rootin', tootin' stories. Ken will be looking for you. Tales from the Diamond K was transcribed and produced in Hollywood.